Despacito.
What was it that made
Despacito
so famous?
Vámonos.
You might think it was the reggaeton rhythm, you know, where you got the snare pattern and a kick, so it goes boom, cha boom, cha boom. Or you might think it was Luis Fonsi's velvety vocals in Spanish.
Si.
Or Daddy and Kid singing some tag. Or maybe the Puerto Rican cuatro guitar we hear throughout the track. But no, the real detail occurs just between the pre-chorus and the chorus. Just after the build-up, it goes quiet, and they dedicate that space to the famous word.
Despacito.
But what they've done in the actual song is that they've taken the whole chorus and moved it, creating the surprisingly long gap, so they can sing it more slowly.
Despacito.
So the tempo remains the same both before and after, just slow right there. And the vocals make us accept it. Hear how strange it sounds without them. Now this detail might not sound that crazy, but for a pop song it's uncommon. And doing it in a music program is not always that intuitive, as you might have to go off the grid. So why is this clever? Well, for one, the silence in itself is effective. And a slight tempo change makes us go, and really feel as if the chorus is something new.
Despacito.
Algo más?
Well, the word despacito translates to a little bit slow.
Despacio.
And it's sung as it's slowed down. This is called word painting, and it's a cool technique. Doing what you sing.
I can hear the echo. I'm so high.